Righto, from JMA Wealth, Andrew Callaghan. So we're wrong. Wasn't 25.
And that was just on balance of risk, but they've gone 50 basis points. I'd have to probably say that was probably where the market was, I suppose the hot money was pitching where it would land. There was a theory prior to the decision that subtle leaks had been made to sort of key media outlets basically endorsing the 50 basis points. Now, I'll make a few comments, but of course they're all sort of conditional on what Powell does say at the press conference afterwards. So these could be completely wrong when he comes out and talks. But look, what they've said, and when we look at the sort of the nuances of what they've said, I think the important message here is that they say they're strongly committed to full employment. Risks are still in balance. Straight away, we've seen long-term yields fall. But what seems to be happening here is, remember, the Fed Reserve has a dual mandate, unlike the RBNZ. So they're focusing on creating sustainable conditions for sustainable, maximum sustainable employment and also inflation. They seem to have got themselves comfortable around inflation. So there's a nuance and there's a pivot back to the employment market. So they're concerned over the trajectory or potential trajectory of the labour market. We can see this when you look in the numbers. At one stage, they were predicting the unemployment rate to be around 4%. In this iteration, you've now got unemployment at 4.4%. So they seem to be getting a little bit more concerned about employment. A couple of interesting facts. This decision was not unanimous. One Fed member did dissent. Dissents are unusual, which seems to imply that the risks here were sort of fairly evenly balanced. So they've gained greater confidence over the inflation moving sustainably towards 2%. They say that in the statement. So, and the risks are essentially balanced, I suppose, in terms of reaction. What we saw immediately was a slightly weaker US dollar, so we can see that in the cross against the New Zealand dollar. I think, you know, we're going to see the share markets bounce around now over the next 24 hours, and because risks were so finely balanced going into this, of whether they go 25 or 50, I think you're going to have to wait for 24 hours to actually to see where does that hot money land. Have we got to buy the rumour, sell the fact event here? But pretty interesting. And then we say, well, what does this mean for the RBNZ? Does it embolden them to move rates a little bit more quickly? And I'm not so sure about that.
All right, interesting times. Jerome's up in about 10 minutes. Synlait, very pleased for them. They got that through.
Yeah, they did. So this is the ongoing saga being played out by Synlait. They had an important milestone yesterday. I don't think it's necessarily the end point, though, Mike, but it certainly buys them some time. So yesterday, some shareholders met in Dunsandel to vote on the proposal to raise further equity, further share capital. Plenty of news coverage how Synlait ended up, you know, borrowing a lot of money, building Pocono, never getting the returns out of it, throwing some higher interest rates as well. Anyway, they've had to pass these resolutions, so more shares have been issued to Bright Dairy, major shareholder, and A2 Milk. Bright Dairy now owns 65%. The whole arrangement was conditional on bank funding, a refinancing being agreed. That has occurred. Just issue here, look at the old retail shareholders here. They used to own 41% of the company. Yeah. Now they own 14.9%, so they've been significantly diluted. Company lives to fight another day, still in turnaround mode, and there are still challenges in front of them.
And then we come to our economy, GDP today, which will be ugly, of course, and that's dovetailing into the current account, which is also still ugly as.
Yeah, and so I suppose the concern here is the trajectory, because the current account deficit is unchanged. This came out yesterday at 6.7% of GDP, just our international liability position where we owe more than we own. That's gone to 49.7% of GDP from 48.6%. So if you look at the real numbers here, current account deficit for the year, $27.8 billion through to the end of June. It was $27.6 billion in the first quarter, and the quarterly number a little bit more for the June quarter than the March quarter. The problem we've got here is what we want to see is a gradual improvement in the current account deficit, Mike, and it's not. It's flatlining. So I think that's disappointing from the point of view of how the credit agencies are going to view that. For that level of comfort, we want to see it improving. Look, it's not a market mover, and it moves very slowly, but I think people would like to have seen even a small improvement there. Hasn't happened.
Exactly. Numbers, please.
Right. So as we look at it now, the Dow Jones is up. I'm looking at 41777. So that's up 0.4%. The S&P 500 up just over 0.5%. 5663 in the Nasdaq. 17,767. That's up 0.8%. So that's all at the moment positive reaction. Their interest rates have fallen as well. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 0.68%, 8253. The Nikkei 36380, it was up about 0.5%. Shanghai Composite up small, 2717. The ASX 200 yesterday barely changed, 8142. And the NZX 50, we lost 85 points, 12,856. Now, when we spoke yesterday, Mike, Kiwi dollar was in the 61s, about 61.70, 61.80. I just checked it a second ago. It's now at 0.6244. So we are stronger against the US dollar. 0.9185 against the Aussie, 0.5591 euro, 0.4705 pounds, 87.98 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,586, so still strong. And Brent crude, $73.40.
We'll deal with
roll
the wash up
GDP.
Tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Look forward to it. What's your call, by the way? Minus point?
0.4.
Okay, well done. See you tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz.